Hello everyone, Rocky here with Punk Rock Cheeseburger. I am back after about a 3-month hiatus, but I am back with, I'm going to say, episode 1, season 3, and I'm going to open up with a little movie review. I think what I'm going to start doing this more often. I'm going to do probably at least one episode a month now, just because, like I said in the last episode, I've just been really fucking busy with COVID shit, work, and doing my Twitch channel. So I'm going to try and at least get on here at least once a month doing some type of review, or if something like crazy happens, then maybe I can do an opinion thing. But I kind of want to stick with the movie reviews or show reviews. I'm also going to try and stick with the horror genre. With that said, the movie I'm going to be reviewing tonight, wherever you're listening, is it's called Stripperland. It is a comedy horror movie from 2011 that it straight up spoofs 2009 Zombieland. From narrating the story to the quote-unquote rules of surviving, all the way to the characters' names and clothing. Like, they look very, very similar. This film is a 100% grade A, or should I say grade B, super cheesy movie. And those are the kind of movies I like, to be honest. I like the cheap, cheesy, very bloody, gory kind of movies. If you also enjoy B-rated movies, cheesy horror films, this straight-to-DVD movie is for you. In my humble opinion, it is actually pretty decent for what it is. Just like Zombieland, this movie starts out with the main character, Idaho. See what I'm saying? In trouble with zombies. It then jumps back to about 5 minutes earlier, where he starts explaining how he got there in that predicament. What he learned so far in the apocalypse and the rules to surviving. It weaves back to him in trouble, and boom, he's saved by the Woody Harrelson, aka Tallahassee type character named Frisco, who is from San Francisco. I have to say, one of the highlights, honestly, of this movie is when it goes back, when Idaho realizes the outbreak is real. It starts out with him like about to like jerk it, smack it, whatever you want to call it, to some weak ass porn. But then he gets interrupted by his already zombified stripper mom, or stepmom I should say, Barbara. After getting away from her, Idaho finds his dad, played by the one and only legend, one of my favorite fucking people, Lloyd Kaufman, who has already been all chewed up from Barbara attacking him. Lloyd has, in his Lloyd kind of way, dialogue explaining how he loves his son, Idaho, and then hands Idaho a briefcase to, quote-unquote, only be open when everything goes to shit. What else? So then Idaho flees safely from the house. That's when Barbara breaks out and finishes off old Lloyd Kaufman like a juicy blood spraying rack of ribs. I was kind of hungry after seeing that. From there, the movie jumps back to Idaho and Frisco driving along, where it seems like the writers may have kind of stolen a bit from Shaun of the Dead with the whole "I'm sorry" and then farts, that joke. I don't know if you guys ever seen Shaun of the Dead. You'll definitely get it. The "Shaun, I'm so sorry," and then, you know, anyway, I'm getting fucking sidetracked. It then continues to play out very similar to Zombieland, where the fellows meet two sisters along the way to Grambo's house, aka their grandmother's house in Portland, Oregon. Something I did find strange about the movie is, though, it's literally a cheesy horror movie about strippers, and it is pretty sexually charged, obviously. But, surprisingly, there's no nudity. The boobies are covered by black duct tape, or electrical tape, I guess you could say. And lastly, the only people affected by the zombie virus are said female strippers. Only female strippers become zombies. and they attack the men, and I guess non-strippers, and those people just die. They don't become zombies. So, yeah, this was directed by Sean Skelding and stars Ben Shepherd, Maren McGuire, Jameson Challeen, Eileena Herron, and here's one, Daniel Baldwin. As I forget his name. It's like Double D or something. He's this weird fat white rapper type thing guy, whatever. And and as I said earlier, Mr. Lloyd Kaufman. So if this sounds like your kind of movie, or you're just bored and need something to numb your brain, it can be found for free on Tubi. I believe it's Tubi.com. Or if you already have it, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I will put the links in the description. And remember, rule number 11, never eat at a strip club. So with that said, you all have a good day, evening, and or night. I will talk to you all later, hopefully sooner than later. So you guys take care. I will talk to you then. Bye.